When I listen, a breeze from a whole other world begins to whisper. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. When I listen, a breeze from a whole other world begins to whisper. Yes, when I listen, I have the privilege of having contact with the most exciting, the most rewarding, the most wonderful concept in the world. I have the privilege of listening to me. I have the privilege of listening to the divine in me, ready and willing and able and eager to share all that it is with me, to share all that it is, all that I am with me. When I listen, a breeze from a whole other world begins to whisper. Why do I say a whole other world? I say a whole other world because I so seldom listen to it. I'm so busy with the everyday activities. I'm so busy with doing things in the outer that I take very little time to listen to the inner. I should not admit that, but it's only true for all of us. I give a program here on the campus of the University of Healing, here in the Absolute Monastery. I give a program for all of those who are on staff and those who visit and those who come and share. And I talk to them and I tell them stories about their life and their world and the possibilities that lie before them that are a reality already within them. Yes, I say these things to them and they listen. And then I say, all right, now, every day, we're going to put in the schedule 3 hours for you to sit and listen to your divine self. Maybe walk, but basically to sit and listen to your divine self speaking to you. So often, I speak to people and I say, now, I'd like you to go out and bring me a box of apples. And so they immediately get up and go out and bring me in a box of apples. And I say to them, in the garage we have 6 boxes of apples. We have apples of various kinds, red, green, Macintosh, everything else under the sun. I would like you to bring in the box of red apples. Oh, you didn't say that. No, that's true, I didn't. Because you were so eager to go and do what I asked you to do, you didn't stay long enough to listen to what I was telling you. Yes, it's true. I should have spoken a little more quickly. Go to the garage and bring in a box of red apples. Then you would have had it. I said, but go to the garage and bring in a box of apples. And then I continued. In the garage are many boxes of apples. There are several different assortments. Bring in the box of red apples. But by the time I got to the second part of my sentence, by the time I got to the breeze that was blowing from a whole other world, as it began to whisper to you, you were already gone, eager to jump upon what I asked you to do. Now that's commendable here at the monastery. It's commendable anywhere in life to be eager to fulfill the program that you have decided to follow. However, it's so tremendously important to learn to listen to that breeze within us from a whole different world and allow it to begin to whisper into our heart and soul that which we really are. What are we really? Are we really this outer symbol that we are so familiar with? Are we really this outer shell that we have been living in? We call this our form? Well, I think we really know we are not. Because life continues after the shell has been cast aside. The shell is much like an automobile. When the automobile is no longer useful to us, we cast it aside. And oftentimes, someone else takes on that shell and says, hey, I'd like to drive that car. That's better than the one I have. And so they buy that car. And then they drive it until it no longer stands. And then they cast it aside, and then some young person who can't afford an expensive car or a good car, he buys that other shell that has been cast off several times. And who knows how many more times it is cast off. How many times has it gone to the doctor and been repaired in the collision shop or whatever it is? How many times has it gone in for an overhaul in the engine? How many times has the gallons of gas been poured into that car to take it where it wants to go? Well, this could all be compared to ourselves. This is all compared to ourselves. We pour into our body the physical food. We pour into our body the liquids that are valuable to maintain our body in proper health. We pour into our body all of these things, and we think we're doing a good job. We think we're giving ourselves fantastic nutrition and other lovely things. I tell a story about the two children in India in different communities. One child, its mother said, we have only a few grains of corn and we'll eat of rice and we'll eat that and then that's all. And then they succumbed. And then the other community, the mother says, we have only a few grains of rice to eat, and we will eat that, and I love you, I love you, I love you. And there will be more. There, we will be sustained. We will be uplifted. We will be upheld. And lo and behold, they lived. They lived another day, and another day. And soon food did come to them. They had physical substance. But before they had the physical substance, before they had the eternal physical substance which they needed to live from day to day, the mother taught the divine substance of love, the divine substance of knowing that I love you and my love for you is more pervasive, more enfolding, more including than any physical food could ever be. Because the physical food is but temporary. The spiritual food is eternal. And this is why we want to teach this wonderful thought. When I listen, a breeze from another, a whole other world begins to whisper. Have we heard that whisper? Oh yes, we've heard that whisper many times. We've heard that whisper when we were thinking we couldn't do something. And the whisper says, go ahead, try. Go ahead. I believe in you. I believe in you. And we tried, and we succeeded. We put forth our best, and we succeeded. Yes, when I listen, a breeze from a whole other world begins to whisper. And this breeze from this whole other world, let it be the breeze that eternally wafts across our consciousness. Let it be the breeze that we eternally listen to. Let it be the breeze of love, the breeze of oneness, the breeze of allness, the breeze of who we are. Let it be this, for it surely is. And when we tune in to that breeze, when we are one with that breeze, when we listen to that breeze, all is revealed to us. All knowledge, all beingness, all knowingness is revealed to us. And we live in a state of absolute magnificence. Think on these things and let this thought for today begin the breeze for you as it does for me, from a whole other world, whispering in my heart, in my soul, in my being. And I can definitely hear it. I can definitely know it because I am it. Have a lovely day. Do beautiful things and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.